members affiliated to the Public Servants Association, PSA, joined a nationwide strike of members affiliated to several public service unions on Tuesday. Unions belonging to COSATU, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, SAFTU, and the Federation of Unions of South Africa, FEDUSA, marched to Treasury to hand over their memorandum. Wage talks between government and unions have been deadlocked since May. Earlier in November, the PSA held a one-day strike across the country and their memorandum was handed over to the government. Among their demands, public servants want a 6.5 wage increase and a housing allowance. Chief negotiator at the PSA, John Defo, who was present at Tuesday's strike, said they have reverted to their initial 10% wage demand despite government saying it is unaffordable. The government unilaterally offered a baseline of 3% in the public service.
Today's march will be going to Treasury, where federations, that is FEDUSA, SAFTU and COSATU, will collectively be handing over memorandum to finance. As the PSA, obviously we have done that. As you know, that we gave employer 7 days to respond to the memorandum that we gave them on the 10th, and we have a response which then says government cannot afford what we demand, but we are not deterred or perturbed by that. We remain resolute that we want 10%. We have reverted back to 10% wage demand since we saw that employer disrespect us. Our homeowner's allowance remained that call of 2,500 that employer must fill vacancies and bursaries for children of not only PSA members, but for all government employees.
When asked about how members felt about the no work, no pay policy, Defo said they were not worried as members were protecting their interests and rights. He said they have refused the government's call to begin with negotiations for 2023 and 2024 as current negotiations remain deadlocked. Defo warned that a phase two and indefinite strike might be imminent should their demands not be met.
We are not worried about the implementation of no work, no pay, because employer has dared us by ill-treating our members and to show us a middle finger by actually going on with other processes and disregarding a collective bargaining process when we were part of the dispute resolution and the employer went out and did what they do. So the no work, no pay, our members understand it full well. They are protecting their interests and rights. As far as collective bargaining is concerned, the employer has invited us to start negotiation for 2023-2024, which we have refused because we see that as a disrespect and arrogance. Employer is fully aware that the 2022-23 negotiations has not been concluded. It cannot be concluded by them unilaterally implementing that offer. The offer we do not recognize, as far as we are concerned, there is no collective agreement. So it means that the process has not yet been concluded. We cannot start a process on top of a process. We are very happy about the support. Our members went out in big numbers and they did not disappoint because they understand that employer has declared a war. Workers are angry and it's high time that they show this government how angry they are. And we would, in a short while, actually make a pronouncement on the indefinite strike. And like we are prepared when we actually will be pronouncing on the phase two, we'll be intensifying our actions that, as we have indicated, would include closing of the borders and all other economic activities that are aligned or part of what the public service is expected to do.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.